ओम अज्ञानति मिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो Chapter 5, The Cause of All Causes, text number 21. Kalam karma svabhavam cha Mayesho mayaya svaya Atman yadrichaya praptam Vibhubhu shurupadade कालं कर्म स्वभावं च मायेषु मायया स्वया आत्मन्यदृच्छया प्राप्तं विभुभूषुरूपाददे कालं कर्म स्वभावं च मायेषु मायया स्वया आत्मन यदृच्छया प्राप्तं विभुभूषुरूपाददे कालं कर्म स्वभावं च मायेषु मायया स्वया आत्मन्यदृच्छया प्राप्तं विभुभूषुरूपाददे कालं कर्म स्वभावं च मायेषु मायया स्वया यदृच्छया प्राप्तं विभुभूषुरूपाददे कालं कर्म स्वभावं च मायेषु मायया स्वया आत्मन् यदृच्छया प्राप्तं विभुभूषुरूपाददे कालं कर्म स्वभावं च मायेषु मायया स्वया आत्मन्यदृच्छया प्राप्तं विभुभूषुरूपाददे कालं कर्म स्वभावं च bhavanta
mayesu mayayashaya
mayesu mayayashaya atmanyadrichaya praptam vibhushurupadade alam karma sabhavam cha
mayesho mayayasaya
mayesho mayayasaya atmanyadrichaya praptam vibhushurupadade. Anyone else? Please try.
Kalam karma sabhavam cha.
Kalam karma sabhavam cha.
Mayesho mayayasaya.
Mayesho mayayasaya. Atman yadrichaya praptam. Vibhushur padade. Kalam, eternal time. Karma, the fate of the living entity. Svabhavam, nature. Cha, also. Mayaya, maya, potency. Ishaha, the controller. Mayaya, by the energy. Shwaya, of his own. Atman, atmani. Unto his self, yadrichaya, independently, praptam, being merged in, vibhushu, appearing differently, upadade, accepted for being created again. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. The Lord, who is the controller of all energies, thus created by His own potency, eternal time, the fate of all living entities, and their particular nature, for which they were created, and He again merges them independently. Now the purport. The creation of the material world, wherein the conditioned souls are allowed to act subordinately by the Supreme Lord, takes place again and again after being repeatedly annihilated. The material creation is something like a cloud in the unlimited sky. The real sky is the spiritual sky, eternally filled with the rays of the Brahma Jyoti, and a portion of this unlimited sky is covered by the Mahatattva cloud of the material creation, in which the conditioned souls who want to lord it against the will of the Lord are put into play as they desire under the control of the Lord by the agency of His external energy. That's a long sentence. As the rainy season appears and disappears regularly, the creation takes place and is again annihilated under the control of the Lord, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8.19. So the creation and annihilation of the material world is a regular action of the Lord, just to allow the conditioned souls to play as they like, and thereby create their own fate of being differently created again in terms of their independent desires at the time of annihilation. The creation therefore takes place at a historical date, as we are accustomed to think of everything which has a beginning in our tiny experience. The process of creation and annihilation is called anadi, or without reference to a date regarding the time the creation first took place, because the duration of even a partial creation is 8,640,000,000 years. The law of creation is, however, as mentioned in the Vedic literatures, that it is created at certain intervals and is again annihilated by the will of the Lord. The whole material or even the spiritual creation is a manifestation of the energy of the Lord, just as the light and heat of a fire are different manifestations of the fire's energy. The Lord therefore exists in his impersonal form by such expansion of energy, and the complete creation rests on his impersonal feature. Nonetheless, he keeps himself distinct from such creation as the Purnam or complete, and so no one should wrongly think that his personal feature is not existent due to his impersonal unlimited expansions. The impersonal expansions is a manifestation of his energy, and he is, let me say that again, the impersonal expansions is a manifestation of his energy, and he is always in his personal feature despite his innumerable unlimited expansions of impersonal energies. Bhagavad Gita 9.5-7. For human intelligence, it is very difficult to conceive how the whole creation rests on him, on his expansion of energy, but the Lord has given a very good example in the Bhagavad Gita. It is said that although the air and the atoms rest within the huge expansion of the sky, which is like the resting reservoir of everything materially created, still the sky remains separate and unaffected. Similarly, although the Supreme Lord maintains everything created by his expansion of energy, he always remains separate. This is accepted even by Shankaracharya, the great advocate of the impersonal form of the Absolute. He says, Narayana paro vyaktat, or Narayana exists separately apart from this impersonal creative energy. The whole creation thus merges within the body of transcendental Narayana at the time of annihilation, and the creation emanates from his body again with the same unchanging categories of fate and individual nature. The individual living entities, being part and parcels of the Lord, are sometimes described as Atma, qualitatively one in spiritual constitution. But because such living entities are apt to be attracted to the material creation, actively and subjectively, they are different. They are therefore different from the Lord. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let me read the translation one more time. Kalam karma svabhavam cha mayesho mayaya svaya atman yadrichaya praptam vibhubhushu rupadade. The Lord, who is the controller of all energies, thus creates by his own potency eternal time, the fate of all living entities and their particular nature for which they were created, and he again merges them independently. Srimad Bhagavatam ki So this is the discussion between father and son. I believe this is the first time Narada Muni had a discussion with Brahma after he was born as a Brahmaputra. Is that right, Maharaj? Yeah, okay. And from this discussion, Narada Muni finally gets the point that there is greater than my father. There is some greater personality than my father. Because so far, in the beginning of this chapter, Narada Muni was praising Lord Brahma that you are supreme, you are this, you are creator, and this and that. You know. So then Narada Muni said, I understand you are the supreme, you are everything, you are the creator and everything, but it makes me confused, or I feel confused that I see that even though being so great and creator and everything, you still are meditating upon somebody else. You're meditating on someone else, that means there is someone else higher than you. So please tell me if I'm not confused, or I need to be fixed from this confusion. So please tell me, please instruct me, is there anyone higher than you? It was a similar question Yamadutas asked from Yamaraj also, but they were in different condition. They didn't know at all. But Narada Muni inquired such a sincere question. I'm kind of confused, please tell me. So Brahmaji is very inspired with the question of Narada Muni, and he's answering. He was mentioning that there is Lord Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayana para Veda, Narayana para Makha, everything. The Vedas describe about the Lord Narayana. All Vedas meant to know, understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Deva, Narayana, Gaja, demigods are the part and parcel of Lord Narayana. And so like that, the Narayana is the Supreme Personality of God, not me. Although you are right in your position that you didn't know anything beyond me, so you are right so far, but there is a higher authority, higher than me, that is Lord Narayana. So here today, in today's verse, is coming to the technical description of the creation, which of course I don't understand. Many times I try to understand it. The topic of creation is kind of very very technical, actually. We learn from Brahma Samhita certain way that goes, and in shortcut it completes the topic. And as we see in Bhagavatam, there's quite few times the process of creation is described. Of course, here Brahmaji explains to Narada Muni. Then later on, you will see Maitreya Muni explains to Vidur, like that. So, anyway, so we can get through it. So here, as we get a little combined the information from Brahma Sanghita, it says that. And also Chaitanya Charitamrita is described that Lord glances upon the material nature. Material nature is inert. But as soon as the Lord is placing his glances upon the material nature, she becomes alive. She becomes full of life. And so from the glances of the Lord, then the material nature becomes pregnant. As it is described here in the first paragraph of in the purport, the creation of the material world wherein the conditioned souls are allowed to act subordinately by the Supreme Lord takes place again and again after being repeatedly annihilated. So in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gives also the text number here, 8.19. Bhutagrama sa evayam bhutva bhutva praliyate. Bhutagrama means all the congregates of the living entities. At the end of this creation, time of dissolution, they all go back to Mahavishnu. Whatever condition, whatever situation they are, human being they go as their human being, animals go as animals. Everybody goes to Mahavishnu. body, they remain. Now how long they remain? Ratriyagame vashapartha prabhavatya haragame. So, during the day of Brahma, they are created. And during the night of Brahma, they are all annihilated. Annihilated means the body is annihilated, but as a soul, they all remain in Mahavishnu. And then, so when the creation starts, this is how the Lord glances on prakriti, the material nature, and then in this way, through his glances, he makes the material nature impregnated. And then from there, the living entities, what is called? Maya dhyakshena prakriti shuyate sacharacharam. Maya dhyakshena, maya adhyakshena, I am the presiding president of this creation. So my adhyakshena is also means that from my seeing or watching, or is there a sidelong glances? Sidelong glances may not be, you know, the Lord is directly watching or seeing or glancing. So, suyate sacharacharam prakriti, the material nature becomes impregnated, and then from there she creates gives birth to the living entities. And according to Brahma Sanghita, let me read that thing here. So, and that's the difference in the material world and the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, everything is chaitanya, everything is conscious. Even the trees, the cows, cows are conscious, and the land, the water, even the microphone, everything is conscious there. As we chant, Chintamani Prakara Shadma Shukalpa Vriksha. So Chintamani, what they're called? Desire fulfilling trees. Is there any other name in English? Shorter than that? Kalpa Vriksha is the Sanskrit. Desire fulfilling trees. They are also conscious. But in this material world, living entities are conscious, but then the everything is not, the desk is not conscious, the microphone is not conscious, and the walls are not conscious. So, when it is possible, let's say, the trees, or something like that, when it is possible, when some consciousness can come, then it becomes conscious at that time, like ourselves, the body, where we are here as a consciousness, as a soul. So we are conscious at this time. So when that consciousness goes away, then we will become dead. So when the material nature is becomes ready with the Mahatattva, Pancha Mahabhuta, that's the earth, water, fire, air, ether. And then, and her three modes, mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. And then she is ready to create, or she is ready to give forth the birth of living entities. So in Brahma Sanghita text number 8, in the purport, it is said, lying in the causal water as the primal Purusha avatara, he casts his glances toward Maya, the limited potency. Such glance is the efficient cause of the mundane creation. Shambhu, the symbol of masculine mundane procreation, is the aim. Let me say that again. Shambhu, we know Shambhu as Lord Shiva, like Maheshwara, that we were reading in Brahma Sanghita. Shambhu, the symbol of masculine mundane procreation, is the aim. No, not aim again. I'm just reading it wrong. Is the dim hollow of this reflected effulgence. Dim hollow. I don't understand that. What
halo,
exactly?
Halo.
Halo
is like a glowing around the head.
Oh, right, okay. Halo. Right?
No, but in this case, the desire, Shaikata, is the light. Around the light, there is a halo.
Okay.
That is she.
All right. It is this symbol which is applied to the organ of generation of Maya, the shadow of Rama, or the divine potency. It will take some time to understand. Right. So the Lord Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Prada Pita. I was listening to Bhaktisar Maharaj at that point. He said, so therefore, we come from Shambhu. So Shambhu is our father. So since we come from that, so to go back to Godhead also we have to go through him. So therefore, Shambhu is as Shambhu is counted as Vaishnavana Metha Shambhu. Lord Shiva is counted the way Tapos Vaishnava. So we should pray. In order to go back to God, we should pray him too. Does it sound good? Yes. Yes, so there is none different. In one sense, there is no difference between Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, because as Brahma Sangita describes, Kshiram Yatha Dadi Vikara Vishesha Yogat, both is, essentially they are both the same. Yasham Bhutam Abhitatha Samapaiti Kara, for certain reason, for certain purpose, the Lord himself becomes Sambhu. So Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Prada Pita, I am the seed-giving father. Seed-giving father. Okay, here was another one. Okay, so the translation of that is, Lord Krishna says, therefore, the Lord who is the controller of all energies, thus creates by his own potency eternal time. Okay, this is the translation of this sloka today. The Lord who is the controller of all energies, thus creates by his own potency eternal time, the fate of all living entities and their particular nature. So eternal time is the Kala Chakra, the Kala, the first word of this sloka. And karma is the fate of all living entities. It's called karma. The living entities are acting under the three modes of material nature, sattva, the mode of goodness, mode of passion, and ignorance. Acharya Maharaj gave a very, very nice example in this regard. He said, let's say, for an example, a cyclist is going on cycle. So he hits someone. And somebody fell on the ground. So there, according to mode of nature, that there are three different things you could see. The person who fell on the ground, he could just lie down and cry. Oh, I'm dead, somebody pushed me, he would cry. There's a mode of ignorance. And mode of passion would be, he would just stand up and punch him, the cyclist, and have a fight a little bit, So mode of passion. So and then mode of goodness would be, the person thinks, maybe I was wrong, I was not on my side, so I got hit. Let me just go. So that's the mode of goodness. He doesn't want to come and fight or just make any kind of commotion. So In the part of the person who is hearing also would be that when he sees the person he didn't really react, so he would probably come forward and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I hit you, but you know, I'll give you $50 as a reward to you." It would be nice. Yeah. So in this way, he said there were three different ways one can react in the situations like that. So the living entities here in this material world meant to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but rather they are forgetful. And then they simply want to lord it over against the will of the Lord, as Srila Prabhupada mentions here. But the Lord is so kind. The Lord is so kind, even though there are so many people who are not devotees. There are so many people that do not believe on God. There are so many people that do not even accept the position of God. Still, they are provided for their bhojana chadanam, eating and the food and the roof. Food and the roof means you have residence and you have food and you have job and so on. Even the atheists are provided. So it means that the Lord is so kind. Otherwise, whoever does not believe, they should be on the streets. Right, but because they all have things provided, therefore you can see that the Lord is so kind. Therefore, the Lord, Tamishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram, because he is the Maheshwara, he is the supreme personality of God, right? Supreme of the most supreme, the supreme personality. So, otherwise, bhutagrama saevayam bhutva praliyate. As in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, bhutagrama, the congregates of the living entities, because of being forgetfulness towards the Lord, at the end, again, they have to go back to the body of Mahavishnu, and again being created after. Srila Prabhupada writes, how long you have to be hidden in the body of Mahavishnu? 8,640,000,000 years, according to our calculation. So as the Lord Brahma starts his day, he creates, he makes the creation. Active, and as his sunset, in the end of the day, everything goes. Ratriagame praliyante. As soon as the Brahma's night starts, everything is devastated. All living entities devastated, and Trivikram Prabhu. Yeah, that's the night of Brahma.
No, that's the day and night.
Day and night.
Half of that is the night. That's Srila Prabhupada wrote 6 billion.
Okay, let's see. This one is.
The
process of creation and annihilation is called anadi, or without reference to the date regarding the time the creation first took place. Because the duration of even a partial creation is 8,640,000,000
right.
Years.
So
okay.
That's the day and night of
God. Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Good. So half of that is the time the genus stays in Mahavishnu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was reading some number of like that
sorry,
in Bhagavad
sorry.
Gita, too. Okay. Let me move on. So, kalpakshaya punastani kalpadu visrijamyam. That also the Lord says, Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, kalpakshaya, the day of One day of Brahma is called one kalpa. Right? So as soon as the kalpa is kshaya, means it completed, finished, and then the new kalpa starts, then they are created again. Visrijami aham kalpa kshaya punastani kalpadav. When the kalpa, another kalpa starts, then they are created. The creation therefore takes place at a historical date. As Prabhupada says here, that the creation is called anadi. Because something which is created, our tendency is to find when it is manufactured. You know, when it is manufactured, we look at the any items we go to buy, right? When it is manufactured? Is it expired or not? You know, so, but here Prabhupada said the process of creation is anadi. No one ever knows when it started. How to find out? It's anadi. Unlimited, I mean, anadi. Never begin. Or, how do you say? No beginning. And in Vedas, in Rig Veda, there is a mantra that says, Surya Chandramasho Dhata Yatha Purvam Akalpayat. Dhata means Lord Brahma. He creates all these things as it was before. Or you can say, as it is right now, in next kalpa, he will create the same way. There are certain guidelines he will have to follow. Otherwise, it will be mismatched. So he has to follow exactly what he had done before. Yeah, yesterday, so he do the same today. So yatha purvam akalpayat. How and when is nobody can figure it out. But yeah. So yatha purvam, according to the previous arrangement. So we know that when kalpa changes, when manvantara changes, all these demigods and saptarishis and all, everybody change their position. Of the new people will come on that positions, right? There'll be new Vyasadeva, there'll be new Manu, there'll be new king of heaven, king of swarga, and everything will be new. So like that. Talking about Rig Veda, I just remember one about ISKCON devotee. He was very popular right now. He's young fellow, young devotee. So he was talking about Radharani, and he quoted some shloka, and he says, Rig Veda. It is from Rig Veda. And then Rig Veda further says, this is Rig Veda. And then there are many, I saw in YouTube, there are many people are commenting, there is no such mantra in Rig Veda, you know. I also, as a student, I have recited Rig Veda quite many few times. There is no mention of Radharani in Rig Veda. Plus, the type of shloka was he was chanting, there's no mention in Rig Veda. And in Rig Veda, we have, mostly you will find Gayatri Chanda, the mantras in Gayatri Chanda, or some Anushtup Chanda. Nothing else. And the shloka, what he was singing, giving a reference of Radharani, it was from Maheswar Tantra that I know. And Maheswar Tantra, Lord Shiva says, Tasma Jyotiravud Dvedha Radha Madhava Rupakam. It's in Maheswar Tantra.
What's it called?
Maheswar Tantra.
Maheswar Tantra.
Lord Shiva talking to Parvati. Not in the four Vedas particularly. Maheswara Tantras, there are different tantras and agamas and, you know, all that. Pancharatras and so like that. So I also gave one notice that this sloka is not from Rig Veda, please. don't give wrong information. It is from Maheswara Tantra. Anyway, in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes in purport in the chapter 9, text number 6, as we generally say, not a blade of grass moves without a will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that we can find in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev says, Madbhayat Vati Vatoyam Suryastapati Madbhayat. I forget the next line. How does your name?
Varsatindra.
Varsatindra. Dahatyagni. Dahatyagni. And Mrityuscharati Madbhayat. Mrityuscharati Madbhayat. So, yeah, the, Lord Kapila says that these, like, yeah, Madhvayad Vati Vata, and the wind is blowing because of my fear. And the sun is rising because of my fear. I mean, they are afraid of me. It means that they are loyal to me. They are loyal to me, therefore they are working right in time, you know. Sometimes I think that the rain is not in time. sun, moon, they are very in time, but the rain is not in time. Yeah. And the wind, the hurricanes, maybe they are in time. But as we hear in Ram Rajya or Yudhishthira Rajya, the rain supposed to be rain supposed should used to come right in time according to the season. But yeah, nowadays rain does not consider any season, any time. Any raining, even in winter time it's raining.
When the weatherman says then it
comes. Madbhayad vati vato, the Lord says. There was somebody asked question. I was in Arizona giving Bhagavad Saptah. Someone asked question that everything, nothing can move without the will of the Lord. Then everything, anything good is going on with the will of the Lord, and anything bad is going on also with because of the will of the Lord. So if I do something wrong, if I do something vikarma, like bad activities, so that means also the Lord is, there is the will of the Lord. So I try to explain that, giving an example that, you know, if you, let's say, you know, in modern time, you want to go somewhere and you don't want to drive your car, so you take, you take an Uber, right? You take an Uber and you're driving, I mean, you're going through, you know, using Uber transportation. So as long as you are in your trip, you are the boss there, and if you tell him go this way, he has to go. So the car is running according to your wish, according to your will, your plan. Car is running. But in case the driver makes mistake, he doesn't stop on the stop line or crosses the red light, then he will get a ticket. He will be fined. So the car is going under your will, but the driver is, because he didn't follow the rule. He's supposed to be careful, but since he did not follow the rule, so he is punished. So similarly, everything goes on with the will of the Lord, and we are given directions in form of the Vedas or the literatures, and we're supposed to act according to the freedom that we have given. We are given, but if we do not follow the injunction and we kama karata, we do as we like, then we are the one to be punished.
Good
example. Does
it make
sense? He understood, and finally that was okay, because. So if I'm doing right or wrong or everything, he was trying to put everything on the Lord. So by understanding this example, even if you, I mean, in India, people have a car, but they don't drive themselves. They have always driving. So this applies pretty well. So you take an Uber, so you don't drive it, but the driver drives. So driver makes mistake, he is punished. And even if it's your car, your driver is making mistake, the driver is punished. Similarly, we are driver here, we are driver of our family, we are driver of our household. So if we make mistake, we are punished. So remembering this incident, I made in shloka. Bhavet adichaya sarvam vikarma charane pitat. Yanam yadichaya, yanam adichaya yati chalako doshavag bhavet. Is that right, Maharaj? Chalaka means the driver is at fault. Everything goes on your will, but if the driver does not follow the rules, then he is at fault. So similarly, we are at fault if you don't follow the rules and regulations. Failing to stop at the red light, the driver is at fault. So Srila Prabhupada here explains that this question will be an answer in throughout this chapter or toward the end. And I was looking through the verse by verse, and I kind of became satisfied to see that apiche sudracharo vajate mam ananyabha. Even though you have made a mistake, even if you have done so many bad things, but if you finally realize and come to my shelter, take shelter of me, you become saintly very soon. Apiche sudracharo vajate mam ananyabha sadureva samantavya samyagravasito hisa. However fallen one may be, however sinful one may be, but if one day he comes to the senses, bhajate ma ananya bhag, then he worships me, comes to my shelter, then he becomes, soon he will become saintly. Sadhureva samanta. Chiprambhavati dharmatma, very soon he will become pious. Satsvat santam nigacchati, and he will achieve eternal peace. Therefore, Arjun, you should announce that Name Bhakta Pranasati, my devotee never perishes. So this shloka again, I tried to explain as much as I could understand, but this topic is very, very, very technical. Kalam karma svabham cha mayesho mayaya svaya atman yadrichaya praptam vibhu shurupadade. The Lord, who is the controller of all energies, thus creates by his own potency eternal time, the fate of all living entities and their particular nature for which they were created, and he again merges them independently. Srila Prabhupada. The question, correction.
You said correction. If you own the car, then you will get the blood. Like in India, the driver is working under the... Is that what you were saying?
No, no.
He still gets a blame?
No, the driver will get it.
Yeah. If even the guy owns the car, he's just driver.
Yeah, the person owns the car, but he doesn't drive, the driver drives.
And he makes a mistake, owner will get ticket.
No, the driver will be beaten up. They don't wait for police, you know. They will come out and fight and beat them.
So in the creative process, 60% of the world believe that all life came through the process of evolution. And 95% of the scientists believe, or they're actually convinced, that all life came through the process of evolution. How you can convince them it's not so.
Yeah, I'm not a student of science, so that may be a little too overhead for me. Anyone else would like to? Anyone else would like to? Maybe Prani would like to.
He knows the answer. He's just testing
me. Okay, I would like to hear from you.
Let me give you a clue. how I would answer. Listen, I would say there are definitely genetic changes in all living entities, species. Mm-hmm. But what Bhagavatam says, all species are gradually getting smaller and smaller. So the genetic changes that they thought are creating the species to evolve are really are causing them to get smaller. So they've mistaken that process to be evolution. So really, it's not evolution. I mean, a better word you can use is devolution.
Yeah, Prabhupada said they're not evolution.
Yeah, you see, so if, but because the whole world is going with science, they tend to believe them, you know, and that's it. So as a preacher, we have the task of convincing them, no, it comes through the process of creation. So you're talking about creation. This is the whole topic, it's about creation, you see. So we have to able to convince the world of, that everything came through the process of creation and not through evolution.
Yes.
All right? Haribo.
Thank you. Yeah, I read that Prabhupada said it's not evolution. Yes, Maharaj.
I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to convince people who don't want to be convinced. Even Shakespeare said someone convinced against his will was of the same opinion still. So really by, you know, prashadam and chanting, that is a purification, because you can argue day and night with some of these people. They're not gonna change. I was thinking how Nanda's husband, Ravanaksha, he used to put out these daily excerpts from Prabhupada's books, and one of them was, because you're talking about Krishna's glance, so Krishna's glance that is able to purify everything. So sometimes it's so, I know for myself, disconcerting to see the glaciers melting and the animals dying and, you know, everything just disintegrating because of climate change or whatever. But at the same time, in this one excerpt, explained that just by Krishna's glance, he could purify everything. So again, it seems just by, you know, holding on to Krishna's lotus feet and going on with her devotional service, that everything can be rectified, that that's the real way to fix everything. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes. and it seems like, you know, in terms of, you know, we're talking about Krishna's internal and external energy, in that, you know, the driver of the car and, you know, getting an accident and all that. But it seems like Krishna's internal energy, that he's there and he's ready to do whatever needs to be done, but the external energy he's created with all the rules. And so if you break the rules, and then, you know, this is the automatic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct understanding?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And there's one other thing I wanted to ask about. This is not totally related to the verse, but last night I was reading about the hellish planets, how the hellish planets, the subterranean planets, some of them are so beautiful. And it, everything is like even more beautiful than the heavenly planets. You know?
Not hellish planet, but Vila Swarga.
Well, it's called subterranean, right?
Yeah, subterranean. Yeah, the
atal. That's not, it's not a hellish planet.
Yeah, Shutal Talatal, where in one of those Vali Maharaj is living.
Okay, it explains that there's no sunlight, that mm-hmm. the light comes from the jewels on the hoods of the
serpents. That's why it's called Bila Swarga. I mean, Bila means a hole, like a snake hole.
It seems like it would be so terrifying to see all those snakes.
It's a hole down there, there's no sunlight, but there's a lot of facilities.
And even Prabhupada says, because there's no sun, then there's no divisions of time. Like, time doesn't exist in the same way there as it does here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no old age, there's no, you know, disease, there's no anything.
Yeah.
Just the chakra, right? When the chakra comes, then you see the fragment of the chakra, then that's it, then your life is over. But you're saying it's not a hellish planet, it's a subterranean.
Yeah, hellish planet is different than subterranean.
But they have remembrance of Krishna on those planets? Or no, I thought they didn't. I thought that was one of the differences between the heavenly and subterraneans. And subterranean, they do.
You see, above us we have, including this is seven, Bhurlok, Bhuvarlok, Swarlok, Maharlok, Janalok, Tapalok, mm-hmm. up to where the Brahma. And then below us is Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal, Mahatal, and Patal. Patal is the lowest. There is the hellish planet.
So where is the subterranean?
Between that.
Between there. Is there remembrance of Krishna there?
Well, Bali Maharaj, there's Bhamana, Lord Bhamana lives in Bali Maharaj's palace. I mean, he always guarding. He gave him words that, as Bali Maharaj wanted, as I come out every time out of my house, I would like to see you. So Bali, Lord Bhamana said, so then I'll have to be your doorkeeper. And then Bali Maharaj has four different doors. He may come out from anywhere. So wherever he comes out from, Lord Bhamana is ready to go and to see him. So we've been there. And then as the next kalpa starts, and the Bali Maharaj become Indra, and Indra will go away.
Prabhu, did you say that before we go back to Godhead, we have to get the blessings of Lord Shiva?
Blessing Lord Shiva. That's what I heard from Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
How do you get the blessings of Lord Shiva? Through Srila Prabhupada? I mean, like Prabhupada never taught us that.
Yeah, we understand that he's the topmost Vaishnava. So as we chant the Vaishnava prayers, he's included.
Okay.
Mancha kalpaturu vyasya kripa sindhubhye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavrindiki jai.
Or going through Prabhupada,
yes.
Following Prabhupada, who is the sum total of all the demigods. That's our via media. That's our connection. Thank you.
Yes. Can Rick Prabhu want to say something? No? Okay. Yes, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.